Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Hello, everybody. This is Close Up Talk Radio. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We had a little technical difficulty there that we were not connected to the Internet. Interesting, that does happen every now and then. I'm not quite sure why, but anyway, it did. I know there are many people on the line waiting to hear this show today. Our guest is an amazing medium and channeler named Esther Gates. We're really excited to have Esther with us today because she does remarkable work. She has an extraordinary website, and I know there are a number of people holding on waiting to talk to her. I will let you know right now that Esther's not going to be taking phone calls today, so if you're one of those who are holding on, you may as well hang up because we're going to be exploring Esther's story, how she got into this and exactly what she does carefully. And she really wants to focus heavily on this rather than doing readings per se on the telephone today for folks. She's kind of new at this, and it's amazing. She has quite a reputation that it really has spread around the world. As she points out, and I'm going to tell you what she does. She says when loved ones pass on, we are naturally filled with a lot of tremendous grief, sometimes accompanied by guilt, shame, despair, and confusion. And sometimes we become so inconsolable we can't even go on living as before without breaking down in tears. I know many people, most of you, have experienced a loss of a loved one, a pet, or something that has really just torn you apart. Grief is normal at times like that. We all need as much time as we can get to heal with the pain, and dwelling on it and not functioning joyfully again is really far from healthy. You need closure, reassurance, and peace of mind. That is why turning to a gifted medium or a channeler, as Esther is, may provide the answers that you seek to what happened to the departed souls after they have left this earth. Esther is a highly sought-after, top-notch medium. She's a channeler who works with individuals literally all over the world. And I find people who have these abilities are absolutely amazing. I love talking to them because I learn something every time we do something with them on the radio, and we've talked to a number of people who are very gifted in this area. And I'm just totally amazed by it. Esther's mission, as she puts it, is to guide us to a higher purpose and more profound sense of wholeness. She accompanies this through her work not only as a channeler and a medium, but as a guidance to everyone who's looking to soothe their souls. She suggests attaining higher consciousness through meditation. As you raise your consciousness, you awaken the eternal essence of your being and the meaning of your existence and your purpose. So listen, let's not waste a lot of time giving you more information about Esther. We want to talk to Esther herself. She's based in Georgetown, Indiana, and I'm going to bring her on the line now and say for the first time, Esther, welcome to Close Up Talk Radio. Esther, how are you today?
I'm good, Doug. Thank you for having me on.
Listen, thank you so much for doing this. I know that a lot of people learn from when they hear people talk like you explain what they do and the benefits that can come from it. But I think it's always amazing to talk to folks and learn a little bit about how you got into this, how you discovered you had these abilities. Some people, you know, who do it have learned that they had abilities when they were actually children. And others have just discovered it later in life. Tell us a little bit about your story. Esther Gates, you live in Indiana. I assume you've spent a lot of time there, am I right? Or are you newly resident of Indiana?
No, I've been here a while. I I really was brought up with a very religious background, very strict Christian upbringing, where the idea of connecting with these types of spirits was considered wrong. So for many years, I was very shut down and afraid of such a thing. In fact, when I did encounter any type of feeling, because I was always really sensitive and empathic, even...
Uh-oh, folks, we lost contact with her. Esther, hold on. That was totally my fault. I dropped Esther off the line. I got to get her back on here. So let me do that real quick. You know what, Esther, if you hear me, no, you don't hear me. I'm going to have to. This is crazy, folks. This is really crazy. We're going to try one thing one more moment here. We've got a lot of technical problems today. I don't understand why. But Esther has just called back. Okay, good.
Back to you as soon as I can. Thank you so much,
Esther?
And have a good day.
Esther, do me a favor. All right, oops, you're answering. this is a comedy of errors here. Esther, if you're hearing me, you're going to have to call back in, my dear. Call the same number, and please just call me back. I think you have called back. Am I right? Let's see here. I have to open
Yeah, I'm on.
Esther, are you there? You're on. Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes, I am.
We're having technical difficulties. I'm sorry. That's a problem I'm trying to do away with, and I think we have done it now. Okay, it's just you and me.
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit about your background. Tell me a little bit about your life.
Well, growing up, I was raised in a very religious family, and the idea of connecting with energies or spirits was not accepted in that religion, that, you know, religious background. So I didn't really get in touch with these things or even accept the idea of being allowed to contact them till later. Early in my life, I sensed energy such as places we'd go on field trips as kids, you know, to historical sites like battlefields. And I would get out there and I would just feel awful. I knew bad things had happened there, of course, but I felt it. And I would just be the kid that was ready to leave immediately. I could never handle intense energy, whether it was movies or anything like that. Even Halloween scared me as a child. So, you know, I just was very sensitive. And because of my religious upbringing, I saw these energies as something to be afraid of. It wasn't accepted, you know, to connect like this. So as I got older, eventually, my mother passed and I grew older and I started becoming very dissatisfied with some of the things that I was seeing in life. My husband, he made it through stage 4 cancer, but it was very difficult. But he's such a good person. I was kind of asking, why does somebody so nice get sick? You know, those kind of questions, right? You do everything good in your life and then things still happen. So what's this world about? Why are we here? Kind of questions. And then I guess it was 2015, I had an automobile accident where I ran off the road, and it was pretty serious. I had some plastic surgery on my face, and no one else was involved. But at that time, I started kind of getting more in touch with my depression, because I fell into a depression anxiety type thing, and I started searching for answers, because, to be honest with you, around 2015, 2016, things in my life were actually straightening out. My husband had made it through his treatment. Our finances were rebounding. And so there was really no reason now for me to feel this way. And that's why I had always blamed it on something and or searched for an answer but not got a terrific one. So my sister noticed this, and she gave me a book, and it was the Seth material. And Seth was channeled by Jane Roberts in the 70s, and he wrote a bunch of books, Create Your Own Reality books, Validity of the Soul, Seth Speaks. It was very well respected, and I listened to her channels, and I started having very profound experiences, and I couldn't believe it, and I knew from these experiences that they were real, that this was real, this connection was real. And so I started investigating more and started looking into what to do with these energies. And the first contact I had was an energy came in and asked me to pass a message on to my brother-in-law. And I didn't know my brother-in-law that well, but I called my sister and I told her that his dad that had passed had contacted me. And, you know, I thought that was interesting and said he had a message. And so I gave my brother-in-law, who was open, thank goodness, to this this message of love from his dad. And I did not know his dad, but I went ahead and gave the message to him. And I didn't know my brother-in-law even that well. So he really appreciated that. And it gave him comfort. And he said, that's my dad. That's, you know, I said some things that he recognized. And so he accepted that as from his dad. And I started spirit, you know, how much more messages am I going to give? How many people want to come through me? You know, what does that look like? And they just kind of showed me a picture of it's kind of faded back, a big long line of people, kind of like a spirit-like people in a line. And I thought, wow, that is interesting. So I decided to explore channeling and how to do what Jane Roberts had done in the 70s. She's passed now. And so what I did after I found out that she had passed was look into who is channeling now. Who can I look to see what type of information they're bringing through and how this is done and, you know, properly and responsibly and accurately.
Right.
And
right.
I found Lee Carroll, who channels an energy named Kryon, had been doing it a lot of years and was very reputable. And I listened to him and I watched him and I learned. And I listened to Marilyn Harper. She was also channeling with him. She channels an energy called Adaronda. I listened to Pragit Harris channel Alcazar from the Stargate Experience Academy. And these people were really reputable, been doing it many years. And I found out that Marilyn Harper had a school. She has a Channelers Academy school. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to, you know, I had done all this inner work, the soul work, the inner child work and spiritual work to clear out my baggage that I have come into this world with to try and be a clear channel. I had taken classes on that in the meantime. I had done you can't really help a lot of people, my spirit guides told me, unless you're in a good place yourself. So I had to actually go through the process of some of these things that people are going through now, and I still am. It's a transitional phase of life. You always continue to expand your consciousness. It's not like a one-and-done thing. You're always in a state of change. So make it a positive one. So I did meditations, and I did a lot of things to get in touch with and forgive and let go of the anger and some of the things in my life that had happened. And as I learned to do this for myself in a way that resonated with me, I know that anyone listening, they're going to have their own path and their own ways of doing things that resonate with them. But if you start exploring it, those things will start coming to you. And anything that doesn't resonate with you, don't do it. You know, try something else. But be patient with yourself. So I took this school. It was a year-long commitment. And she had us practice partners and really took it seriously as to bringing in these messages and organizing it in a way that for me was very comfortable, that I could feel okay with offering a service to someone else. You know, I had to get to that point. It takes practice. And, you know, you have to learn to trust and you have to make sure that you feel solid in yourself that what you're bringing through is accurate. And so this took practice for me and time of, you know, a lot of sessions doing this to get to the point where I felt like I was ready for maybe that next step to kind of put myself out there a little bit.
Well, this is, you know, it's kind of fascinating the way you're explaining this, because you had not practiced this or really had a prime interest in this until later in life. I mean, did you ever go to someone who was a channeler or a psychic, you know, to get information from them or to communicate with someone who had passed? I gather you hadn't.
No.
Am I right?
No,
yeah.
No. My awakening took place in 2018.
Let me ask you, when you grew up, I mean, did you have a normal job like other people do? I mean, did you were you some an office manager or a secretary or a some job?
Yeah,
a corporate job.
Sure. Well, I had three kids to take care of. I had a family, and so I found a job
right there.
Close. Yes, it really was. So I found a job that was close enough. My husband was doing good, so I just what I did is I found a job close enough to, you know. Something that I could embrace. I felt like I was in service to my community. I live in a very small town. And so I got a job in the pharmacy. I got a job in the pharmacy there. And I worked there for many years. And I connected with my community. And I felt like I was in support of people in a way that, in that small town way, when you know people that aren't well, you know, you're just there for them. You help them with their insurance and get their medication and that sort of thing. And I really felt good about my job. And I finally retired. My dad got ill with Alzheimer's, and I decided to retire and stay home and take care of him, you know.
Right.
So that was that came, you know. And but in the meantime, about since 2018, I've been channeling and working on myself. And but I did have a job, and I did have a family and all the normal stuff that everybody does. And that's why I think I tell my story is because if I can do this, if I am capable of getting to this point, anybody is, you know, it just, you just got to decide that you want to change in some way in your life and start, you know, looking. I did TED Talks for a while for, you know, I on certain things, subjects. I really was about learning and helping myself, you know. And so once you start doing that and then you start looking into this type of work, things really start opening up. And that's I did not expect it. So it's been a pleasant experience. It's all been positive. And
How does your husband respond to this? Is he in favor of your doing that? I mean, does he believe in this?
Yeah, he is not. I would say he's supportive of me. He's not, and he knows, he trusts what I say. He trusts my information, and he likes it. But like most husbands, you know, they're supporting your path, but he doesn't want to be a channel, you know. He's good with where he's at, right? So he's like, you know, you are the most happiest you've ever been in your life, and I totally support that because he sees the improvement and changes that I've made, and it's been huge in my life. And so for him, he's just got a better partner, right?
Well, that's great. I mean, no kidding. That's good. So let me ask you something. I've talked to channelers. They have someone who they communicate with. You become the vessel through which they provide the information, right?
That's right.
And who do you channel for or with, or what do you call them? Or is it a single, is it an individual or a group of people or what? How do you explain that?
Who came in to me was a group called the Esther Group. That's what they called themselves.
They said they were
the Esther Group. And they described themselves as a fifth dimensional Pleiadian consciousness.
What does that mean?
Well, their group is from the Pleiades star system, and they are a consciousness group. They have had their ascension process in their star system, and they helped to explain, to help to seed this planet, help to bring consciousness here. And so they are in support of us and our evolution as humans into a higher consciousness from where we've been, so that we can evolve into more spiritual beings. And so, and to get in connection with that, because in the frequency that we've been living in, we've been learning so many things this way that we've sort of run out of, or met the, how should I say, we're ready to move on from it. We're ready to move on from war. You know, we're ready to move on from certain things that we've been doing in our society that nobody any longer, people are done with it, you know. We've learned enough from a lot of that pain and suffering, and we're ready to move move to a higher consciousness where we get along better, less polarity. And that takes time. And they support our evolution towards that. And it starts with the individual being able to accept their self and others on their individual path, but yet be able to be in harmony with them, be able to accept that maybe they look different from you or sound different from you or listen to different music or even a different religion, you know, that you can live peacefully together and still have a culture and a difference, but still coexist on the earth peacefully. And that's where we're headed, and that's why all these things you see now are being brought to the surface to really be hashed out and or taken down and redone. And
all
I
right.
don't know how it's going to play out.
Let me ask you some questions about how you help people who come. When people have found out that you do this, do they explain what happened? They come to you and ask if you can communicate with, you know, their long-lost parent or someone recently
mm-hmm.
who's passed away, a friend, you know, a mother, a sister, a family member. And I assume that's what happens. Is that right? Am I correct?
Yes, I connect with the higher self or the soul of the person that has transitioned, and I allow that to come through me, and they can ask questions. And also, a lot of times what will happen is that person will get information on how to handle their grief in this time. You know, a lot of souls that have passed on are actually with those people. Well, they all are with those people that are, you know, family members and, you know, good friends. And they see the suffering and the some of the questions they have about, you know, what happened, and maybe just need encouragement to know that person that's transitioned is okay, and that it gives them permission then at that point in their life to move on. Sometimes they just kind of get stuck when they've lost someone or even a pet. And just knowing that, you know, after I connect with that, you know, it just takes away that block that they've had on their heart. You know, they've protected themselves from that pain, and they've sort of stagnated in their life a lot of times. So that's basically how it goes. They talk to me. They give me questions to ask, sometimes even before the session, because an hour goes by fast. So a lot of times they'll give me, you know, some concerns that they have or questions about where they're at in their life as well. And so we kind of just go over all that during the session.
Tell me how you communicate with those who, you know, the channeler, the person that, you know, the group that you are channeling for. Are they automatically there when you want to open up to them and ask them questions? Does it happen that way? It does.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do mm-hmm. that almost any time, correct? I mean, even right
yeah.
now, if you wanted to, you could
yeah.
communicate with them.
Yeah, I would have to get quiet for a few minutes. And, you know, just get my mind to step aside, because the human brain, you know, wants to always interpret, and also you have to get into a place where you can really get into a neutral place and just allow
Is your guest, the person who's come to you to help, do they communicate with it? Are they communicating through you, or do you ask the questions, the things that, you know, your client wants to know? How does that work?
The client asks the questions usually, and I go over the answers that I'm given. I had a dad once who lost a son, and he was kind of skeptical that I was talking to his son, who had died in a car accident. So he asked for some sort of something that I wouldn't know, you know, like a sign. And all I kept getting was an image of a big lawnmower, like a tractor, you know. And I told him, I said, well, he's giving me an image of like a lawnmower or a tractor. Does that mean anything to you, you know? And then he kind of smiled. He goes, yeah, I have a big piece of property, and it was a really big deal. I taught him how to ride the tractor, drive it, and mow for me, you know. So that was kind of something that experience they had together, and, you know, things like that. It's you never know. Every session's different.
And do you do this over the telephone with people? Do you do it over Zoom, or is it in person? How is if you're working with people literally all over the world, obviously it's one or the other,
it's
the
Zoom.
Phone or Zoom,
yeah.
Right? It's Zoom. Okay. You have a great website, by the way. Let me give the website out for everybody who's listening. It's Esther, E-S-T-H-E-R, Gates, G-A-T-E-S.com, EstherGates.com. And if anyone wants to arrange a reading or a session with you where, you know, they can talk to a loved one or whomever, that's how they go about doing it, right? They call and you arrange the time and everything, right?
Yeah, they could email me. They could email me directly, Doug. I've got a scheduler coming on my website. It's not on there yet. Right now I am personally scheduling in everybody's appointment. I've got my website people working on it. So if you want to contact me by my email, Esther5D Energy.
Now, let me repeat the email.
Gmail.
I'll help you out. It's Esther.
Okay, go ahead.
Five, the figure five, D Energy at gmail.com. Esther.
Yes.
The figure five, and then denergy at gmail.com. That's an interesting email address. Esther5,
yes, and I denergy
at gmail.com.
Yeah, it's fifth-dimensional energy was the Esther group. That's
okay.
How I came up
All
with
right.
that. They can contact me through email, too, directly, and I – we'll set up a time and all that for them as well. But they are welcome to go through the website as well. I just know that the scheduler isn't quite done yet. So that
okay.
would be the only
thing. Let me ask you this.
Thing.
When you're in a session with people, I know they are speaking through you. It's your voice that is answering them correctly,
right.
The client. It comes through you. Are you aware of what you're saying at the time, or are you in more or less of a almost a trance or not?
I am aware of most of what I'm saying, but I will tell you that if you ask me later what I said, I can't remember, you know,
yeah.
most of it. Okay. I get the gist of it, but I really, I can be honest and say I don't know all the details of what I said, and it surprises me what impacts them on those channels. They will come back with some of the most remarkable comments on some of those channels of what really touched their heart. And that's, you know, that for me is just wonderful feeling.
And how long are these sessions where you're communicating with someone who's passed over, how long do they typically last? Are they just a couple of minutes? Could be 10 minutes or what? How would that go?
It's 1 hour.
It's a full hour that you're communicating? I mean, I know you have a client session for 1 hour, but when you're actually in touch and talking to the person on the other side or whoever the channel, you know, whoever it is, is it 1 hour? You have that much chance? Is that right?
Well, normally when we get on, there's a little bit of nervousness with most people and some emotion. So I give them time to settle down, and we talk a little bit, and I talk to them about any, you know, thing that they want to tell me about this person that's passed on, you know, any part of it that they want to explain, you know, about it or how it's affected them, you know, even just that. And that kind of is cathartic. It lets them, you know, kind of get in touch with that person and gives us time. And then normally after that, depending on if it's, you know, 15, 20 minutes or whatever, then I can go into channel, and they can ask questions while I'm in channel, and then I come out of channel, and you know, and then we wrap it up. So it kind of broke down like that.
This is such an amazing story. We've run out of time, Esther. Thank you so much for being with us again. Esther Gates has been our guest. Her website, look it up, EstherGates.com, and don't forget that email address, Esther5DEnergy@gmail.com. Esther, I hope we talk to you again sometime. You're an amazing lady, and I know that you're doing some really good things to help a lot of people, and I think it's wonderful. So thank you for being with us. We appreciate it.
Been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
Thanks, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time here on Close Up Talk Radio. Bye for now.